Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
We know who's going to be on Hard Knocks this year, and it is a team that has been on Hard Knocks in the past. It will be their third time on Hard Knocks, actually. The Dallas Cowboys, RJ, are going to be under the microscope on Hard Knocks. How do you feel about this?
First time the Dallas Cowboys will ever be under any microscope of any kind, obviously. I actually finalized my plans to head to Oxnard on Thursday, so very excited about this. I'm indifferent. As a fan, I'm a little hesitant because this never ends up well. I'm not like worried about like any sort of Hard Knocks curse, but the attention is generally not a good thing. Mike McCarthy has, we'll call it, struggled a little bit with some camera attention in his return to the NFL. And I actually think he deserves a pass for that in the sense of the guy was completely away from the game in 2019. And then he returned in 2020 and only did Zoom press conferences. So, like, he's still kind of getting reacclimated to doing in-person press conferences. I mean, like, that's, you know, I'm not saying that, like, that stats make an awful face. I'm not saying that that, like, affords him an extra loss or anything. I'm just saying, like, I understand that getting back into public speaking after that long away would be difficult. That's all I'm saying, stats. Be cool. You know, it does, like, I mean, and to that point, like, I guess an example I think about a lot, I don't know if either one of you knew this, but Tyrone Crawford retired this offseason, longtime Cowboys defensive end, and Mike McCarthy accidentally revealed that in a press conference. he mentioned, he was talking about him, he said, and then he looked over at the PR man and said, oh, are we talking about this? Like in the middle of his press conference, and he said, "Yeah, he's going to be retiring." And so that was how we all found out. He's waiting back in. And so I don't know if shining a huge, you know, bit of attention on that is wise. But obviously the Cowboys are a really captivating story with Dak Prescott coming back, a lot of other players coming back. Dak Prescott serving as a great voice. You know, we talk about, you know, where the league is struggling in terms of leadership. I think Dak Prescott's a great point of leadership and a great public figure for it. He was on ESPN's Up Close with Sage Steele this week. We interviewed Sage over at Blog of the Boys. People can watch that interview on our YouTube channel if they'd like. She talked about filming with him. And so I think seeing Dak, although obviously he won't be on Hard Knocks all too much, this is the Cowboys returning back to Oxnard. They were not there last year. Not every NFL team gets to travel for training camp. Sorry, Kate, the Pittsburgh Steelers. The only thing I will say, I know I've rambled on, I'm a little bit sick of, like, California on Hard Knocks. We get it. You know, like, we've seen the beach. We've seen, you know, the sunshine. Like, you know, but whatever. Well, I'm curious for y'all's thoughts more than anything.
I'm actually pretty excited just from, like, a fan of football standpoint. And I do wonder, RJ, we can get back to this in a few. I do wonder if there's sort of a difference in your approach and your thoughts about the whole process of their team selection. Because as a fan, I think this is super interesting. I think they have one of the most interesting team dynamics right now. I mean, CeeDee Lamb dominated in his rookie season. You've got so many moving pieces right there. You have Dak Prescott, who not only is he coming back from this catastrophic injury, and he's doing pretty well, but I mean, he was on pace for what could have been an MVP season. So his comeback story there, but you mentioned where the league struggles. I mean, Dak Prescott, let's give him some credit. In the last season, since he's had some personal hardships, he's been a fantastic advocate for mental health awareness. And I think that whole dynamic, I think that they're going to be able to just bring out a lot of really nice storylines. I think there could be a lot of inspiring storylines. But I mean, it's America's team. So I think that this is going to be a very well-watched season.
The Dallas Cowboys are not always good, but they are always, almost without exception, interesting. Say what you want about the Cowboys. Jerry knows how to keep his team interesting. And that's what I'm looking for in Hard Knocks, right? Like, I don't want to see Tom Brady on Hard Knocks. I know what Tom Brady is all about. I know what he's going to say. Like, I know that story. Give me something that's interesting. And I know it's the third time for the Cowboys, but obviously the team is all different. You know Jerry's going to find a way to get on Hard Knocks, like, repeatedly. He's always good for a couple of good quotes. Dak is interesting, like you said, the comeback with him. I'm actually kind of interested, RJ. I want to check out Zeke Elliott, because Zeke Elliott disappeared last season. Zeke had only 3 gains of 20 yards or more. And before you tell me about the injuries to the offensive line, Tony Pollard had 5 gains of 20 yards or more with 167 fewer touches. So it's not just the injuries around Zeke Elliott. I want to see what he looks like. And my theory, and you tell me if I'm wrong with this, RJ, I think Zeke needs the structure of the NFL offseason. Anytime that structure is disrupted from whatever it is, COVID, suspension, whatever the case may be, Zeke comes in out of shape. He doesn't look as good. His explosiveness just seems like it's not there. He needs a structure of a normal, regular offseason, and he needs to bounce back in a big way this year.
I think that's an interesting point, Stats. Obviously, his most successful seasons so far have been in 2016 and 2018. 2016, 2018, we were kind of having that debate in the break. 2016 comes in as a rookie, gets the full sort of complement of the offseason. 2017, there's all the will he be suspended, won't he be suspended, all that drama going on and on. 2018, normal offseason, boom. 2019, contract holdout, misses training camp. Obviously, the results speak for themselves. Last year, COVID, etc. So maybe you're kind of whispering some reality into people's ears. I did hear, I was going to call it the Ezekiel Elliott slander Stats, although I agree with it, on the Oddcast, which basically ripped off this week's episode idea from the NFC's mixtape, no big deal, where I had the first Zeke take. Zeke's an interesting story to watch. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Tony Pollard's an interesting story to watch. I mean, CeeDee Lamb, you mentioned it, Kate. By the way, Kate wins our MVP today, referring to the Cowboys by their rightful name, America's team. there are so many players coming back from injury. I agree with you that Jerry's coming back. You actually made me think, so the Cowboys released their training camp schedule on Thursday. And I noticed that all of their, normally when they do practice in Oxnard, California, their practices have been in the afternoon. They've been 3:30 Pacific time. But I noticed that this year's were all at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And I was wondering, like, why? Why did they switch? Why did they go purely morning practices? And I wonder if that has to do with the production, right? Like, or the preferred camera lighting or something of Hard Knocks. I mean, I don't know, like something in that realm. Because we all know, I've talked to several NFL Films producers, Shannon Furman, who does such a great job on Hard Knocks. And she's talked about the challenge of, because Hard Knocks is difficult because you're shooting things and getting it done and edited and clipped and everything for a given week based off the material that you just shot. And so maybe those 4 hours gives them, what they need to ultimately turn this thing around.
I would love to go back if we have any sort of, time. I would love to go back and look at the schedules and compare for the previous teams on Hard Knocks and see if there is any previous adjustment to the schedule. So maybe we can shine some background on the production. But you know what I think is a really interesting thing for the Cowboys right now? There are so many questions about the money decisions that the Cowboys have made. Was it the right thing to give Ezekiel Elliott all of this money? No.
No.
Was it the right thing to give Dak Prescott, coming off of an injury, the biggest contract? I think so. Although I think, the Cowboys did themselves a disfavor. They could have they could have paid him a lot less money, I think, they would have just given him the darn deal ahead of the season and given him what he wanted. They would have walked away with so much more money. But there are so many questions, not just about the assets that they have, but about the decisions they've made and how that's going to affect the franchise long term. I'm getting like more excited about this as we continue talking. There's so much with the Dallas Cowboys.
I just want to know, like, how infrequent do your championships have to be where you could still be called America's team? Like, the Cowboys haven't made an NFC championship game since 1995. Yet that's they're fine. Somehow still America's team? Like,
yeah, it's
why?
Not it's not a rotating nickname. Like, is every badass defense the Steel Curtain? Right? Like, is you know, is every, you know, great, you know, Minnesota defensive line the Purple People Eaters? Right? Like, is any great player, you know, a great quartet, the Fearsome Foursome? No, like, it's a nickname. You know, like, does like, is, if anybody else gives us a cool, you know, piece of data, do we call them stats? No, because it's your name. That's the way that nicknames work, Rob. I mean, so geez, you know, get with the times. I am very excited. Also thinking more about this. The Cowboys, in case you forgot stats, I know that Kate didn't. The Cowboys are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game this year. So we'll get to see some Canton, Ohio shots. And like, I have to also imagine that that's part of the reason here too, is to be able to like focus on the, this is a big Hall of Fame year for the NFL, obviously not getting to do the ceremony last year. And people forget last year's class, not only was its normal class, but they had the centennial class. So there's a billion people going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. So I do feel like this is like one stone, six birds, so to speak. Six, also the number of Super Bowls the Cowboys will have after the season, by the way.
Those poor birds.
They're all Eagles.
As we close out, RJ, the teams historically that have done Hard Knocks have not had a ton of success in that same season. You just claimed the Cowboys were going to win their sixth Super Bowl title. I'm not so sure about that. Not that Hard Knocks causes teams to fail, but I will point out the correlation between Hard Knocks and success hasn't exactly been there in the show's history.
Well, the best example is probably, what, the 2010, 2010 New York Jets, right? Like, that's probably the best example. I mean, they made it to the AFC Championship game.
How'd they do in that game?
I mean, they lost. Shout out to Kate Steelers. But, I mean, you know, still, they made it. I mean, yeah, that's something. Yeah. Hey, Stats, I know you're upset because the 49ers are never interesting enough to be featured on Hard Knocks. It's okay. It's all good.
I don't want my team featured on Hard Knocks. There's some stuff I don't want to know. Like, sometimes you see enough to know you've seen too much. Like, I don't, just go play. That's what I want.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.